Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more. Only on WSN.com.
Hey, everybody, John Orlando here, and you are watching another episode of Wisecracks with the big man himself, Bill Krakenberger. What's going on, Crack?
Nothing much. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Everything, what's going on with this look you got going on today? I kind of seen it at first, and I was like, wow, you look like you're coming off a ski lift and getting ready to rob a bank.
Yeah, well, I had an audition to join a team. You know, they're kind of bringing back Ocean's 13 in real life. Yeah. They know I know the ins and outs of all the casinos here. So, you know, I just wanted to look.
It's funny when I asked you right before we started, you said, "Well, it's getting cold outside. It's going to be 67 today. Where did you grow up? I mean, we grew up."
I love that you just said that, because I was going to say, listen, dude, I'm from L.A., okay? When it's under 70, it is winter parka and a beanie. What do you want me to do? And a thermal. I've got a thermal.
My man. All good.
Too much?
But always good to see you. And, you know, I'll talk about something that happened over the weekend. I usually don't go to sports books, but there's some people that wanted to see me. Some Twitter guys I agreed to meet, a big group. And so I was over at the Circa Sportsbook on Sunday. And, you know, take a guess. What do you think was over there, John? Like, what do you think the atmosphere and the scene was? What do you think?
Well, I'll be cheating if it's been like any other week. So I went the first 3 weeks.
Oh, you did?
Opened.
Okay.
And it's insane. It's so packed that I almost stopped going because I have to get there so early. You know, I'm not like you, Crack. I don't get invited by owners of casinos. I'm not a high roller where where I get the cool booth.
You're right. I did go to meet these guys at a cabana on the outdoor circus swim. It was pretty cool.
So you were outside. I haven't even been outside yet.
I was inside first.
Okay.
At a sports book, and they had a nice booth set up for me there. And well, it was really set up for one of these guys that he actually blew like six figures the day before there. So I went to go meet him, and he had a nice booth set up on the inside there, but it was packed in there. I mean, the sports book was packed, the casino was packed, and then they had an outdoor cabana at what they call Circa Swim. So I went outside there, and it was absolutely packed again. It was like 67, 68 degrees. Listen, I feel like on one hand, Vegas has been hit harder than, you know, with this COVID than anywhere else in the country. But on the other hand, you go to certain places and they seem to be jumping like the circus swim, you know? When I walked in, I went to the right to my cabana with these guys. On the left, I didn't realize that Derek Stevens, the owner of the Circa, was there. He sent over one of his guys and said, "Hey, Crack, you want to come over for join me for a drink," which I actually did a little bit later on. And I went out and seen him, and he was in the pool. You know, guy's cool, man. He's sitting in
it's
the pool,
so cool.
Baseball hat turned around, cigarette in his hand, overlooking the big giant screens at Circa Swim. This is a guy that, boy, I tell you, he is the last of the Mohicans. We don't have private ownerships here. Maybe Michael Gaughan. You got the guy down at the Treasure Island, Ruffin, and now you have the guy that really is, he is just so, I can't explain what he's done for this town and what he's done for downtown and what he's done for the sports betting business. So I sat there with him in 10 minutes and talked about a whole bunch of things. And I also mentioned about coming on the podcast, and he said, "Anytime, Crack." So we're going to get the owner of Circa, the D, and the Golden Gate, Derek Stevens. We're going to get him on the podcast real soon.
I mean, that would be incredible. What he's done in this city and to make that move and commitment to downtown Vegas like that and build that place, it is hands down the nicest sports book. I haven't been out to the pool myself in person, but I've seen enough photos to know it's a game changer. He's literally changed, just like Steve Wynn in the late 80s changed this town and everyone kind of raised their game. I think that's what's happened with Circa.
Yes. No, listen, everyone wants to see it. Now, the rooms aren't open yet. They're going to be open in a couple of weeks, the hotel rooms. but everyone wants to be down there. For that place to be that packed without hotel rooms, it's unbelievable. I can't wait to see what's going to happen when this whole COVID thing starts going away. You know, when we're in the summer months of, you know, June and July, that is going to be the place to be.
I agree. I totally agree. So, Crack, I know we've talked about this before, about how this year has been in sports, you know, unlike any other with COVID and everything. But so what's the latest with how it's affecting your business and your bankroll overall?
Yeah, good question. You know, at the beginning of the restart, there were some adjustments that had to be made. And, you know, the things that we had to take into account for the first time, like no fans, opting out, you know, different schools had different rules. College football especially has been more unpredictable than most years. I am not going to doubt that or say anything else, but the NFL has been really great. College basketball started off very hot, so no complaints there. I'm very, very fortunate and very lucky to be able to do what I do and provide a good life for my family and friends. And really, really lucky.
Yeah, I feel lucky too that I stumbled into somehow being your co-host on this show, and I am grateful for that. And I know we always have a lot of fun and interesting guests, but I know this week in particular, we've been looking forward to having this guy on all season long. You know, from Bleacher Report and TNT's Adam Lefko. You know, I know you're on his show all the time, and now you get to return the favor.
Yep, I am. Every week I do his show, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Lots of followers. Adam himself's gonna take off. This kid is, he's part of a giant team over there on TNT Tuesdays. Great guy. Like I said, I've gotten to know him over the past couple of years. He's one of the faces of Bleacher Report, and of course, like I said, he's the new host of TNT NBA Tuesdays. He's not only real smart. He's actually so funny. He makes me laugh all the time. You know, he's so relatable, and that's what I love about guys in the space. And he is. So I'm happy to have him on. Lots going on in the world of sports too. College basketball in full swing. College football continues to try and roll with the punches. We have cancellations every day too. NFL's heading into the final stretch, and you know, we're going to see what's going to happen here because there's been a lot of COVID things. Listen, we're having NFL games on Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
That's so crazy.
I mean, it's just crazy. So,
you know, it's funny when I originally gave my picks, what we'll get into a little later in the show for this week. One of the games I put up was the Cowboy game. I completely forgot that it was being played so early. I just can't keep up with the schedule and all the days. It's been a little crazy.
Yeah, I like that they're having games, though. I'd rather have games every night of the week, and the reason why, I could bet props on those games. You know, right. A lot of these games have to be prime time in order for you to bet proposition bets, and props has been a big moneymaker for me this year. So, yeah, cool.
So I had a very interesting week. You know, I don't know if you saw my tweets. You know, last week I gave out the Raiders as my pick. I specifically said, you know, the Jets are going to win one game this season, but it's not going to be against the Raiders. And then I just can't help myself, Crack. I see that money line, and it just sucks me right in. And so I convinced myself the Jets can win. WSN even tweeted a clip of our show where I was giving my picks and the Raiders. And I actually responded to the tweet and I said, wait, I've changed my mind. I'm on the Jets money line. That's an official pick. I'm not on the Raiders anymore. Jets money line. And we saw how that worked out.
How can you go from saying the Raiders are going to blow them away to the Jets? Not only Jets, it's the Jets money line.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you how.
Yeah.
Degenerate, party of one. Your table's ready.
Yeah.
Degenerate, last call.
I mean,
yeah.
Part of the biz.
Yeah. And then even worse, I'll tell you a quick story. So, as you know, the Jets looked great in that game.
They did.
You have to admit, okay? So my buddy Adam Lieberman, you know Adam, my Action Junkies co-host. So he sends me a text, or sorry, he calls me and he says, didn't you say the Jets were going to beat? Because I stopped watching the game. I just went out, you know, I was at lunch, whatever. And I've decided I'm trying to go like you now. It's better to not watch the games. I can't emotionally handle watching the games.
Yeah, no, I realized it when I was over at Circus Swim. So I'm sitting in the cabana. I'm the only one sitting in the cabana. Everyone else is outside the cabana and staring at these giant screens. And I'm, you know, looking at the later games, looking at the props on the late games, looking at, I'm not even watching the final scores. So I didn't even see that ending there. So it's
yeah.
So, that was a giant ending. So go ahead.
So check this out. So Adam calls me towards the end of the game and he says, so you picked the Jets, right? I said, yeah, money line. I said, did they win? He said, yeah, they're about to. It's over. I go, really? He's like, yeah. And I already had, so I threw the Browns. I had the Jets, Jags, and Browns money line parlay. All three of those.
Wow. Okay?
And
wow.
So I go, really? The one? He goes, yeah. As he tells me that, my buddy Travis Woods from Little League and high school baseball, he's a diehard Raider fan. He sends me a text and he goes, the Raiders suck, right? I can't believe they lost to this team, right? And then I'm like, yeah, it's unbelievable. And then I tweet, did everyone remember this? And I screenshot my pick about changing my mind to the Raiders. I tweet to the Jets. So I tweet, you know, told you guys the Jets money line. I put it on Instagram. I tweet it. I'm like talking all kinds of trash. And then someone sends me a text and says, what are you talking about? The Raiders won. And I'm like, what? And he says, yeah, the Raiders won. I'm like, what do you mean the Raiders won? He goes, they won. So I go online, I type in Jets Raiders, and I see 31-28. And I remember, I don't know what this final score was. You know, I just remember my buddy Adam saying the Jets won, and that there was, you know, just a few seconds left in the game. So I'm still not convinced, even though I'm on ESPN.com, I think it's a misprint. Wow. So I'm still tweeting that the Jets won. And then finally I realize, oh my God. Wait, they lost by a Hail Mary with 5 seconds left?
Do those guys know each other, Adam and the other guy?
No.
That text you?
No.
I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but what kind of rookies are you hanging around
rookies?
With?
Rookies! Rookies! I mean,
these guys must love Eddie Mush from the Bronx Tale. So, must be their favorite character. I mean,
right.
Wow.
My buddy Travis is a diehard Raider fan. He was so disgusted with the game, he turned it off. He just turned it off. And, you know, there was 5 seconds left. I mean,
over till it's over, Yogi.
Oh, come on. Lesson Jesus. Learned, crack. So I had to delete my tweets in embarrassment and put my tail between my legs.
It was upset. There was some tears shed in a few games last week. You know, the Jaguars, like you said, Jaguars missing the field goal at the end of the game to beat Minnesota. And, of course, Minnesota went to overtime and beat them. You know, and the Trevor Lawrence guys are smiling all over the Jets with that Hail Mary to keep their, I guess, their dreams alive for going 0-16. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's probably the best thing for them, right?
Yeah, I guess. They're good against the spread, though. Listen, I'll be betting with the Jets than against the Jets because you get some, you really do. You get extra points when you're betting on the worst team in football.
Yep. And then in the big game, what happened? Michigan and Ohio State game was canceled?
Yeah. You know, I don't know what's going on with these games. Why like last minute? Like there was a game last night that canceled 90 minutes before the game. These people are going to be there. And this particular game I'm talking about, they had some fans coming to the game. They're like literally like taking COVID tests the last minute or something. So I envision like Jim Harbaugh disguising himself as a doctor and recommending canceling the game to avoid a 62-0 embarrassment. They were like a 30 some point underdog anyway. So
yeah,
see what happens.
And the game that was canceled 9 minutes prior, that was the Baylor and Gonzaga, right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's just, and they're big name teams. I mean, Gonzaga, look at this, one of the best teams in the nation. I mean, so, and Baylor too. I mean, it's a very strange year, but we're trying to get through it. We just need about four more months. And hopefully we get back to a normal 2019 kind of a year and in 2021, because 2020 is for sure not one of those years.
Absolutely. Well, crack, I want to remind everyone, if they want to keep up with what's canceled, what the latest lines are, and what's going on in the world of sports, they need to head over to WSN.com. It is the best place for sports fans and degenerate gamblers like myself. And I got to tell you, as I do every week, if you haven't already hit up WSN.com, you are losing money. Seriously, this is the site for guys like Bill and even guys like me who just love the action. Promos, bonuses, all the great strategy guides, info on the different side, info on the different betting lines and everything. Check it out, WSN.com, and they have a free NFL Pick'em contest running every week, and you can have a shot at winning a $200 Amazon gift card every time you play. So, Bill, this is a cigar game bet, right?
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you first about WSN, though, because I've seen a couple articles I have them right in front of me here. I'm going to pull them up in a second. It's really a gold mine for advantage gamblers anyway. It's got everything, articles, links, promos for the best online sports books, and the bonuses, which I always talk about. They're still running, of course. There's nothing like them really any place. If you haven't already, go check out WSN.com. And as I pull it up right here in front of me, I go to all articles, and I'll tell you, there's a couple articles here I find very interesting. One is DraftKings just signed a deal with Foxwoods for sports betting in 2021.
Really?
So this is, yes. So Connecticut's getting sports betting, just a matter of time. But there's a great article on here for anyone that doesn't know about it. And I even think because they're on sovereign land, they may even get it quicker. I'm looking for sports in Connecticut here in the next 3 months. So, I'll tell you another thing. There's another good article about North Carolina now on the fast track to get sports wagering and revised the gaming amendment. I'll just tell you this. Even the Bible Belt over there will eventually have gambling sooner or later. So
I believe that.
Great, fantastic articles here. I love these industry articles besides the bonus articles on WSN. So, yeah, make sure you go there and listen. Not only that, when I go to WSN – I go every week. People would think I'm crazy doing this. Like, why would I do it? I go every single week because the bonuses change every single week. Like I said last week's show, there's a bonus on there for William Hill. I don't know anywhere else in the country that there's a $500 bonus, only if you go through WSN. So there you have it.
I love it. And as I do every week, Crackman, I'm going to make you blush a little bit while I sing you praises for your Epic Crack Wins app. Last week was yet another winning week. Your college basketball plays have come out of the gate strong to start the season. You can sign up for free, and you guys get a number of free plays every month. Do you realize this? The Crack gives you free plays. All you got to do is download the app. It's on Google Play and Apple. And after your month is over of getting the free picks, you can upgrade to one of Billy's tiered plans depending on how often you bet. You can find the Crack Wins app everywhere. Download it today.
Yeah, you know, people don't realize that because I don't, like I always say, I'm a bad self-promoter.
You are.
I let the record talk for me, really, but a lot of people won't know about that unless they come over there. So, yeah, we do give out some free plays there, and of course, we do have the tiers, you know, depending on how serious of a gambler you are or if you have an allergy to money or not. So, yeah, so look, I appreciate the plug there, and hopefully people go there and check me out. Read some of the articles, read about me, and you know, turn your sports betting career around.
Sure thing, man, and I definitely need to do that. All right, Crack. Well, it's that time. We're gonna check out our little interview here with Adam Lefko that we pre-taped before we started the show today, and here's how it went.
Hey guys, I am really pumped to bring on our guest today. It's my main man, Mr. Adam Lefko. You know, Adam is one of the faces of Bleacher Report and the host of one of their flagship podcasts, The Lefko Show, which I am happy and honored to be to appear every week on during the NFL season. So let's just say, and last year, just before the NBA shut down, he was tapped to host the Tuesday edition of TNT's Inside the NBA, manning that famed desk along Shaq and Dwayne Wade and Candace Parker and others. Adam, thanks for coming on the Wisecracks. I really appreciate it. I want to introduce you to my partner in crime, John Orlando.
John, say something, because I was about to compliment Crack a lot.
I compliment Crack all the time. Don't worry. I'm the leader, and I'm president of Crack's fan club, 100%.
I
love that.
100%. I was a fan of Crack when I saw him on HBO Action?
Showtime. Yep. HBO.
Oh, it was great. Showtime. Action. Screw you, HBO. Showtime. Right. And it's been so cool to have him on the show because the best thing about Crack is that he really works and he really really listens. I think that's like his best ability. But also then you get to know him and you're like, this is just a good guy. And yeah. So, John, as I said before we started recording, if you're a friend of Crack, you're a friend of mine. And I am Crack. I'm so ready for the NBA to start up. And I will be starting Tuesdays again, February 2nd.
Found out. We were wondering about
me, Wade, Shaq, Candace. I just can't wait to get that going. It's so much.
And you know, every week, so just people don't know out there, or John doesn't know. So every week, if you see the podcast, we're snapping, we're singing Sinatra. Well, just to let you know, that John is Tony Orlando's son, John Orlando. So that's, you know.
I don't know if he's old enough, crack. He's not old enough to know who my dad is.
Oh, no, he's old school. He's old school.
Come on. I am 100%. And also, like, Tony Orlando is one of those names that it makes me so happy to meet you, because I've always wondered, in terms of old school entertainment, if it was a real name. And so the fact that your last name is Orlando actually gets me excited. Like, I remember when I first got in TV and people were like, are you thinking about changing your name? And I was like, is that a thing people do?
Wow. I'm going to burst your bubble, Adam. Burst your bubble.
Damn.
My dad's real name.
Cassavetes, right?
Yes.
Damn.
Wait, how do you know
that? Oh, because right when you said, unfortunately, I was like, I need to break this news to myself.
Damn. Yeah, my dad's real name is Michael Anthony Orlando Cassavetes. Orlando.
How did he come up with Orlando?
So Orlando was my uncle's first name. Orlando. So when he first started out singing, they were like, Michael Cassavetes, that's not going to cut it. So he came up with Tony.
Oh my
Orlando.
God. Okay. And he knew this. Wasn't that great?
Well, no, I just Googled it.
He cheated.
Oh,
you did?
But now I'm listening. Yeah, I'm a very quick cheater.
I didn't tell you guys. I want to surprise you guys. My real last name is Smith. I changed it to Krakenberger.
That's awesome.
Orlando Lefko sounds pretty good.
That does, actually, it right? Does. That's very pro athlete kind of name.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oof. I'll save that for later.
Well, all right. So listen, before we get on to the topics, Adam, tell me about, this is, I don't know. Tell me about your start in the industry. What was your first job in sports, and what was your first, like, kind of real love?
As I talk and as ambulances go by in New York City, I'll see
New York, baby.
Talk them. Yeah, it's crazy. I started off, went to Hastings, Nebraska was my first job, because you got to start somewhere in being on TV. And I was a local news reporter. I was trying to get sports jobs, but all I could get were news jobs. So I go to this very small market, population 25,000. I'm making $18,500 a year. Next year, I get a raise, big raise, $19,500. and I was there for 2 years. And they let me do high school football on Friday nights. And I would go on one of my off days and cover the Huskers on Saturdays. And that's when I was like covering Ndamukong Suh. And I was like, yeah, this is where I want to be. I don't really want to be doing city council meetings anymore. I got a job then in Louisville, Kentucky. Still couldn't get that sports job. And I was a news reporter. And then about 5-6 months in, I heard that the weekend person was leaving. So I just went into my news director's office every day and said, I need to do sports. And they're like, well, we really want you to do the morning news. And I said, well, let me put a tape together. And I went on it on one of my off days and I did the sports. I just reread what the guy did. And the news director looked at me and goes, you have a different energy. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And they were like, okay, let's give it a try. I was there for about 3 more years. Couldn't get an agent. I was just told, hey, listen, there's a lot of white guys on TV that want to do sports. Like, there's nothing really different about you. I was like, well, if you met me, you would get it. So I just, and I had like a, I don't want to say a midlife crisis, but I just had this moment where I went, I'm doing the news. I've been here for 3.5 years. I'm thinking about maybe going into radio, because I'm like, I just don't know if this is it. And I was like, and people my age, I was like 25, 26, are not watching the news. So right. I tried to like reverse engineer it. And I was like, well, how could I get young people to watch the news? And I was like, incorporate social media. And usually when the news incorporates social media, it's like, hey, answer this poll, or like, we'll read whatever. I was like, tweet at me and I'll read it on television, but I'm going to do it to the point that people don't know. So I said, let's send in your wrestling references. And I wrote out all my scripts. And then I had all these wrestling references like Hulk Hogan or Doink the Clown or all that stuff, choke slam. And I put them into my script and I got like 43 of them in, and I did it. And the next day, I got featured on like Awful Announcing. Local sportscaster drops 43 wrestling references, and it got some attention. That was cool. And then the next week I was like, all right, I love Seinfeld. Let's do Seinfeld. And that one really blew up. Then I'm getting posted on like Sports Illustrated. I'm getting interviewed by radio stations in Baltimore. My news director comes to me and goes, "Hey, Adam, our ratings are going up, but to be honest, like, we don't want to make a joke of this." And then the head of the company was like, "Make him read advertisers." And that's when it clicked in my head where I was like, I have all of the control. I'm never going to get this again. I'm doing it one more time because then I'm going to jump the shark. And I'm doing rap because that is how I'm feeling. My agent was like, "Do the advertisers." And I was like, "No." I did rap and it exploded. And Deadspin wrote an article that said best sportscaster on planet Earth.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, what? I got posted by Time Magazine on Twitter. And then 2 minutes later, World Star Hip Hop. And to me, that's like polar opposites.
Yeah.
And then the 9 agents that I reached out to that didn't answer me all hit me up. All the stations that wouldn't answer hit me up. And he got me an interview at Bleacher Report. And that was like 6-7 years ago. And I didn't get it at first. And then I was up for running for a job in Philly, which was my dream job for a long time. And then Bleacher Report came back and said, "We think we figured it out." I've had a bunch of different jobs at Bleacher Report where I was like update guy and I would do like a bunch of 3-minute videos. And then me and Chris Sims started a podcast and we both kind of grew a lot in that span. And now he's doing the big game on Sunday Night Football and I'm doing NBA on TNT. And we were on the same podcast together like that. I take a lot of pride in that. And then what I think opened me up to more serious TV opportunities to kind of round out how I got to where I am. The first match, Tiger versus Phil, they let me do a bunch of opportunities, including like the Rising Stars game, like rookie versus sophomore. I did play by play. And then they were like, we want you to try and do the match, the pregame show. And it was me, Pat Perez, who's hilarious, Charles Barkley and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, cool.
And after doing that and having a blast and hanging out with Charles, and there was like a lot of moments too, like that kind of gig comes with a lot of other responsibilities. Like you get done a 6-hour shift and then like, "Hey, there's a VIP party that I need you to host." And it's like, okay. And I just handled it all well. And they were like, "Hey, so we think we want to, we're starting a different kind of Tuesday show and we want you to be the host." And they took the incredible talent director named Tara August. She told me over lunch and we were the only ones in the restaurant. And I stood up and I said, "Excuse me." And I walked around the entire restaurant and then I sat back down and I was like, "That's great. I'm excited." Like I just needed to like get it out of my system. But
oh, yeah,
that's kind of where I am today. And so I kind of feel like I grew up in the newspaper reading before social media, local news, shooting my own stuff era. And now I'm very much in this social media era. So I feel like I'm kind of in two generations at the same time, but it's been a fun journey.
Adam, I have a question. When you said those agents, the 9 agents that passed on you, and then they all call you, is it hard to not have like, I don't, maybe animosity might be too strong of a word, but is there an element of like, no, you had your chance, or I know there is kind of a necessary thing, you have to have an agent. So how do you handle that when in that situation? So
the first thing is the concept of somebody doubting you and then you proving them wrong. And then there's that moment where you go, I can rub this in your face or I can keep it moving. And the way that I think about it is I equate it to a spaceship that early on to get out of the atmosphere, one of the main engines, I believe the fuel is people doubting you and haters.
Yeah.
Because to achieve great things in the very beginning, no, not many people other than yourself are going to believe in you. And that's how it's supposed to be. But the thing that I remind everybody is the really big tanks that I think are full of hate, when you get into the atmosphere, you have to drop those tanks to float in space. Mm. And that's how I feel about it, where every time that they see me, they know that they missed. And so that's how I think is my presence needs to be enough of retribution or a congratulations, because I think One thing that I take a lot from Stoic philosophy, which is like, you cannot identify with an action. If Crack says that I am a winning sports bettor, that's how I introduce myself to people. Well, the weeks that he doesn't win, he's going to look in the mirror and go, who am I? You can't base your identity on that. And so I just smile in the back of my mind, and I need to be able to find joy in it without saying it. And I also think, John, that when you say something, all that good energy is released. Like, yeah. It's the reason I don't like announcing things before they're done. I'm writing a book. Oh, congratulations. And it feels so good, but you haven't done anything yet. And that's why I think I almost want to keep it in the back of my head. And if they ever came to me and said, hey, I missed that, that would actually be really sweet.
By the way, real quick, Crack. I know what you're saying about don't announce things before they're done, because I announced that I had the Jets money line on Sunday and was bragging about having the Jets money line. Let's just say 5 seconds prematurely. Yeah.
So at least you did that to yourself.
No, I tweeted it. I tweeted it.
Even worse. I had a moment on Monday's podcast. Crack knows my producer, David Ingber. I told Crack that one of my favorite bets of the week was Chicago -3. And with 5 minutes left, Chicago was up 10 with the ball on the 40-yard line. I'm not looking at it. I'm not sabotaging myself. After the game, they lose 2 touchdowns after a fumble from Mitch Trubisky inside his own 10. Like, are you insane? I look at my phone, and I have a text message from my producer, David Ingber, saying, hey, man, this game's looking good.
Oh, my God.
If the Bears win, can I tweet that? Can I retweet what you had earlier in the week?
Oh, no.
And I told him, I said, hey, listen, man, I'm not talking to you for like a few days. And he's like, I don't have control over that. And I made him apologize to me on the podcast. And I said, you are a very sane person. I am not. I believe in football gods. And that's like you telling me that my religion isn't real. And so I just need you to apologize and never do it again. And he was like, and he didn't do it at first. And then Brian Westbrook, who's my co-host, was like, I had the Bears too. You have to say something. But man, yeah, that's why Crack probably doesn't watch the games. Because he's like, if I look up at the wrong time, it's my fault.
I didn't know that till just now, Adam. I knew they lost the game. I knew about the fumble at Trubisky. But I didn't know they had the ball with 5 minutes left. They had the ball with five minutes left.
They're in field goal range, third down. Oh. Trubisky gets sacked, so they punt. Stafford drives 93 yards, including a 30-yard touchdown to Marvin Jones, who I was facing in fantasy. So I'm like, just kill me. And then at the end of the game, the Bears now are up 3, and they're going to, or it's tied now. They're going to try and drive, and Trubisky sack, fumble, touch, field goal. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
That's crazy. I'm going to turn the tables around on you here a little bit. You know, our audience loves to gamble, as does yours. So I leave you with a pick every week on your show. Now it's kind of your turn. I know you love Mahomes and you think the Chiefs will repeat as champs this year. So tell me, when they kick off the Super Bowl, who do you think the Chiefs are going to be staring at across the lines? Mm. Who do you think is going to emerge from the NFC and why?
So let's factor this in. One, Green Bay has beaten the Saints earlier this year. And the main factor that I'm bringing up is, since we've had teams with byes, the teams that have had byes in the playoffs have gotten to the Super Bowl a lot more than the teams that haven't had byes. And this year and I don't know that exact number, I apologize. It's something like, if you have a bye 50% of the time, you get something like that. This year, there's only one bye. And so the team that gets that bye, to me, more than ever before, has a huge advantage. And I also believe that those two teams, in addition to getting the bye, if Drew Brees has to play on the road at Lambeau, he's not going to the Super Bowl. But if Drew Brees gets a bye and gets the Packers at the Superdome, now we got ourselves a chance that the Saints can be there. So that's one thing that I factor in. So for me, it's a race to get that one seed. I also then looked at their schedules. I look at who they have to play. They each play 3 NFC teams and an AFC team. Green Bay gets 2 guys in their division, Detroit and Chicago. Carolina and their AFC team is Tennessee at home. New Orleans, their NFC teams, Minnesota, Carolina, Philly, all winnable. But their AFC team is the Chiefs at home. And this, it just came out today that Drew Brees is not going to be playing this weekend. And that'll be his first game back. Will be possible shootout with Patrick Mahomes in the Superdome, which could be incredible. When I look at that, I go, I kind of lean towards Green Bay. And so if I think Green Bay could steal this bye because they have the tiebreaker over the Saints, to me, plus 325 would be the move there to take Green Bay if you're looking that. Of all the other teams that I think are on the line, I saw the book I was looking at, the Rams were plus 550. I'm not betting on Jared Goff to get a run done. I'm just not. Plus 600, the Seattle Seahawks. What scares me is, do I think Russ can lead a Cinderella story? Sure. I just watched Wayne Gallman run for 135 yards.
Yeah.
And I don't care what Russ is doing. I don't know if that defense can get off the field. And if you're going and facing that Packers attack or that Saints attack, they're just too good. The Saints defense in the last five games has allowed 44 points. That's less than 9 points a game. So that defense can shut down Russ. The only one that I looked at, if you wanted to go somewhat of a long shot, would be the Buccaneers at plus 700. And the reason is they didn't have a bye until week 13. And they were supposed to have a bye earlier in the year, and it got pushed all the way to the end. And so they were the one team playing teams that had had fresh byes. Am I confident in what I saw with Tom Brady? No. Am I worried that for two games in a row, Sean McVay and Bruce Arians showed that the way to beat that defense and Sean McVay and Andy Reid said just throw all over the place? But they have the talent, they have a good coach, they have a quarterback, and what a perfect time to have a bye. And I think that we see this all the time. There's a hot team for the first 6 weeks. There's a hot team for seemingly weeks 5 through 10. There's a hot team that closes out that everyone goes, they can make a run. And then there's a team that just gets it right before the playoffs. So for me, I would go Green Bay at plus 325. And if you wanted more of a long shot, you can't hurt to bet on Tom Brady at plus 700. That's how I would attack.
Never hurts.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I think.
Did I sound like I knew what I was talking about?
Oh, no, you're great, man. The party's like almost over here. John, yeah, any closing comments?
Unfortunately, it is over, this party. Adam, thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure,
man. And make sure you guys check out the Left Coast Show podcast on Bleacher Report. And, obviously catch him when he's with Shaq, with the big man. And you do a great impression, by the way.
Tuesdays. Yeah, you do.
Getting better. My Barkley is okay. Adam. So this is how Charles Barkley introduces
that was good.
Me the same way to everybody. Right. Where I'll walk in, he'll go, oh, hey, this is Adam. He's a good kid, man. He's a good kid. I was okay.
That's good. That's great.
That's incredible.
That's great. Oh, good. Well, listen, this was an episode. They usually say drop the mic after a this. I want to throw the mic through the window. That's how good this was.
I agree. This was great, man.
Thank you, brother. A lot of love for you, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
Love you guys too.
Okay, crack. Well, last week wasn't so terrible. I had a big winner because I had the Jacksonville money line too, and then that didn't pan out for me either. Just like the Jets. I don't know what's going on, crack. These last minute, I'm picking these dogs and they're in command of the game. And then I don't know what happens. Why is this happening?
And there's two big games that there's no other way to say this. You were on the right side of these games. Jacksonville had that game in command. Jets had their game in command. And they both slipped away the last minute because that's the kind of teams they are. They're not closers. So like I always say, John, maybe you should be betting the team plus the points, and then put a small percentage, 10, 15, 20% on the money line too.
I actually did have two different parlays. Then here's the kicker. Even if those were doing well with my dogs, I threw the Chiefs on there like an idiot. And I would have lost anyway on the Chiefs on the game that I thought was the strongest one. You don't like that word when I use
lock. Word. Were you going to use the lock word?
I was going to use the L word.
Wow.
You know,
the only locks in this life are the one on the front door. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about my picks this week. Speaking of the Chiefs, I'm at it again. I'm going to give the 7.5 or whatever it is. And I believe we're going to see the kid go out there. Mahomes is going to go out there and he's going to show everyone why he's getting paid the big bucks. I mean, he's had a good season. He's had a great season. But I don't know if he's had that, like, that mouth shutting, you know, critic slapping game yet where he just takes command and just dominates, complete dominate. And that's what I'm looking at on this one. I've got the Chiefs. What do you think?
Yeah, no, he hasn't had that dominating, like, 45-0 performance like we've seen last week in a different game there. So who beat the Chargers there, 45-0? Was it the Patriots? No.
Yeah, I think, right? 45-0, right?
45-0 game. How can we not?
Ridiculous. By the way, I picked the Chargers, too, on another.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh, my God.
I did. Because remember I said the Patriots are finished. It's over. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, going back to that, your Chiefs pick. Listen, you're going to pay a premium when you bet the Chiefs. So I just want to let you know all the times. This is two hot teams heading for the playoffs. The line opened up 7.5. It's now 7 still. Chiefs really have been winning but not covering. So like I said, though, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium unless you're playing with the sharper sports books. If you're playing at a place like Circa, they're going to have maybe, I don't know, for example, if there's sevens everywhere, they may have 6.5 -20 or something, 6.5 -30. So the sharper sports books are going to be geared to the sharp sports bettors shaping up their line. So anyway, well, yeah, that, all right, I'm rooting for you.
Okay. I appreciate it. All right. How about my my street cred pick of the week? I'm going to get back in the winner's circle here this week. Okay. Vikings at Tampa Bay. I believe Tampa Bay is -6.5 and -300 on the money line. Crack. Here's what I want you to do right now. Okay. We're going to have a little fun. All right. I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say Tom Brady will not lose 3 in a row. I want to hear you say it. Come on.
All right. I could say it, but I might not mean it. I'll just say it just to make the show go faster. Tom Brady will not lose 3 in a row. So,
but you don't mean it, do you?
I wonder I wonder, has he ever lost 3 in a row? You know?
Yeah, I don't know if he has. And I can tell you this, if he has, he's not going to do it again. Okay. So I'm a little apprehensive to give away any points. So I'm actually I know this is going to make you laugh at me. I'm going to take the money line. Am I just a clown in your eyes? No, tell me. But it won't hurt my feelings. Go ahead.
The Vikings. No. The Vikings have been playing a little bit better lately. But besides the Jacksonville game where they almost lost, they should have lost. They had a stretch of games there where they actually have been playing pretty good. So this is going to be a tester for them with Tom Brady, of course, not wanting to lose 3 in a row. So we'll see what happens with your money line pick.
Okay. All right. And then, I have to make a call on the Steelers at the Bills. The Bills look great against the Niners. The Steelers obviously coming off their first loss. And I kind of think we're going to see the team that was undefeated all year drop 2 in a row. I'm taking the Bills.
Well, the Bills actually, they did look good last week, but the previous few weeks, they didn't look like the team that we thought they were at the beginning of the year when they started out on fire. So this is actually a big game for them. And, you know, playing the team that they thought was probably going to be undefeated if the Steelers would have beat Washington, this was going to be a giant game. It's still a very big game. But it looks so easy, doesn't it? The Steelers were... What's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for exposed. That might be too strong of a word for being the only unbeaten team in the NFL. I got to tell you, I thought they are who we thought they were, because there was a couple games there where they could have lost throughout the year. I mean, the Cowboys, I think it was the Cowboys that should have beat the Steelers. Someone was the Steelers.
Yeah.
Right. So, yep. And that was after the Prescott went down. So it's really, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. This game looks so easy. It opened up pick -2.5 now, -2.5, -15. To the public out there, this looks like it may be an easier game than it is after the Steelers were exposed. So, hey, listen, again, I'm actually rooting for you on this one. And I may have a little interest in this one. I want to see where this line goes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, to go back to your earlier question, because you just hit the nail on the head. How do I go from picking Raiders and then to Jets money line? That was that exact thing. It was because I thought, wait, all roads point to Raiders. this is the easy pick of the week. It can't be that easy. Go the opposite way. You know,
No,
see, I'm still dwelling on it, Bill. I'm carrying this with me. Cool. All right. Let's go to the Twitter universe. We got some Twitter questions the fans want to know from you, Crack. So let's just get in. We got three quick questions I want to take care of here. BFire1 writes, do you think college football is playing favorites in order to let Ohio State get into the playoffs?
Let me tell you who this guy, I'm looking at his at my Twitter feed here. This is Mr. Hell and Back. That's his Twitter handle too. And I met him in resorts in Atlantic City a couple months back, and good loyal follower and smart guy too. So fantastic question and a real easy answer. Absolutely it is. They are playing favorites to Ohio State. Let's just call it what it is. It's all about the Bucks, kid. That's what one of my favorite lines from Wall Street with Michael Douglas. It's all about the Bucks here. Of course they are playing favorite to them. It's actually unfair, but it is what it is. And yes, we will see Ohio State get in there and generate a lot of money for some schools.
All right, very good. Let's go on to the next question. Is from BDeal52290. He writes, why has Michigan dragged its feet on launching mobile betting?
You know, it's not only Michigan. I'll tell you, New York State dragged in its feet. I don't get it. I really don't. It's all about the Bucks are here too. Now, so when you take a state like Nevada or New Jersey, where their tax rates are like anywhere, I think it's 8.5% to 11% in both jurisdictions, and that's the money they're generating from the sports books and the sports wagering and the mobile wagering. But you have a state like Pennsylvania that's taken 34%. I don't even know why a sportsbook would want to be in Pennsylvania unless it's just for branding or, you know, just to say they have a representation in a state like Pennsylvania. So these places, though, they're arguing and fighting with different levels of the government not to open up. So I actually don't get it. In other words, all this time going by, even if you agree, the volume would equal so much that with a lower tax rate, it would overcome the fight that you guys are fighting. Because I know one particular jurisdiction, I really don't want to get into it, though, is fighting over a 10% more taxes that the state's trying to charge. And listen, there's so much volume in states like this that it really makes no sense to me. So I absolutely agree. They're dragging their feet on mobile betting. But I'll tell you one thing. Don't be surprised if mobile betting doesn't happen real quick here in New York State, because I'm hearing now Cuomo changed his mind on it. And I'm hearing that, you know, they're missing out giant bucks. And when that happens, it's definitely going to cut into New Jersey's revenue. Because it's, you know, the Meadowlands is 8 miles over the bridge or 8 miles over the tunnel to go right to the Meadowlands and bet at FanDuel. So this is going to hurt Jersey a little bit, but still New Jersey is surpassing Nevada almost every month now in volume. So we'll see what happens. But New York State, you're going to get to be able to sit in your local sports bar downtown Manhattan. And it's going to be a big business once we get this all passed.
Crack, do you think he changed his mind about it post-COVID? Because he's seeing like, wow, we have to do something, and this is a viable option, or was
that's exactly what I'm told.
Yeah,
I'm exactly told that. I'm told that they're looking for to raise some money now again, and you know, try to bring a sense of normalcy back to the environment and stuff, and hopefully once we get past this winter, we get some of those sports bars open, and there's going to be like FanDuel dens, DraftKings dens. I can imagine what's been going on. PointsBet. I just talked to someone from there the other night. They're going to be represented. This should be fun. It should be a fun time.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Last question comes from, is it Senior Pipes or Sonor Pipes? Are we missing a squiggly over the end? Maybe. I don't know. Well,
his handle is Wesley Pipes Clayton. And yeah, I think it's Senior Pipes.
Okay. Yeah. So he asks, how much do you factor in revenge? If a team got spanked last time, and they're facing them again, do they step up and rise to the occasion? Does that give them a little added? What do you think?
Yeah, good question. And I've said this earlier on a podcast, and I do say this on some media appearances. It's very tough for a team to beat the other team twice in one season, especially in college football, college basketball. Very tough to beat that team twice. So
Yeah, I think there is some factor in revenge, and but I mean, sometimes if it's a public team, like a big game, like a Duke, it's already going to be out there and factored into the line and baked in. But however, maybe some other times with some smaller teams, you know, let's say you take a team like, you know, Idaho State, Maine, or one of the smaller teams, you may not know much about that, and that should be factored into your own way of handicapping and approach to the game. So, yeah, good question.
Got it. All right, guys. Well, if you've got a question for the best advantage gambler in the game, shoot us a message on Twitter or hit us up in the YouTube comments. Wherever you find us, you can send us a question and we will try to get to it over the course of the season. All right, Bill, I got to say it one more time. Crack Wins is the golden ticket for sportsbook bettors. I love this app. It's really boosted my win rate. If I could only just quit making my own parlay bets on the side, I'd be swimming in money, Crack, if I just followed you. I don't know. It seems so simple. I don't know how I keep screwing it up. But it's honestly, Bill, this is the best app on the market. I think the way you personally designed this app, and you can feel it, you know, you can feel all the elements out of you coming from this app. It's got all kinds of great info. It is free to download on Apple or Google. So check it out, the Crack Wins app.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. And you know, I'm very transparent. I write a review every single week of the previous week. I'm not like these guys that never talk about their record, how they're doing lifetime, or, you know, people only talk about what they've done lately, the last 2 weeks, the last month, or when they have a hot week. It's not me. I don't do that. I'm very transparent. And if you want to get, you know, on syndicate plays, games that move. So you're going to, you know, you're going to bet over 142 on a game, it's going to close 144. You're going to bet -3 on a game, it's going to close -4. I'm telling you right now, I challenge any other service to do that, to get on the right side of that play. And it's going to be a great season again here. We're just starting up. We're only about 10 days in college basketball. Look forward to it and look forward to the playoffs. And look forward to proposition bets for the playoffs, Super Bowl. Can't wait.
A lot of excitement going on in the world of sports, that's for sure. Well, Bill, you know, this is it. It's we come to that time again, you know. We're winding down, but I have to tell you, this episode, I know I say it every week, so it's like it doesn't even seem like it's authentic because I say it every week. This was the best episode yet with Adam Lefko.
What it feels like. It feels like the show of the year. He brings that kind of excitement and energy and that millennial spirit, I guess. Is that the right word?
Oof. Yes. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. To anything I ever do with him. So, and he's a fun guy. And listen, I had a blast doing this and look forward to the rest of the season with you.
For sure, man. For sure. All right. Well, guys, our time has come. Hit us up on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you can find us. And be sure to check out WSN.com for all the best sign up bonuses and promos online. For Bill Krakenberger and myself, we'll see you next week.